It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We got a sad ending to a tale that we thought was going to go on for quite a while here at Fox Sports Radio. We'll get into that coming up here momentarily. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on FSR. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Wednesday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We're going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific here on Fox Sports Radio. For those of you that are just tuning in, there was a bat in the studio. That bat made its way around. It entertained us. It sat in for a couple of segments. It derailed the segment we had on Rob Gronkowski's retirement. We opened up back doors, but it loved it here so much that he didn't want to leave. And it loved this radio show and this station. So much so it got comfortable enough to fly low to the ground thinking, hey, my first chance to walk in this world. And then a savage known as Lee DeLapp curb stomped it in the studio and is now trying to cover up the corpse of the bat with napkins or paper towels that are one ply because it's a radio station and we like to save money here.
We're going to miss you, bat!
Lee, you want to speak up for yourself and explain why you killed the bat?
I tried to get it out, you guys. I put a big box over the bat. I tried to scrape the box along. Kick the box along. Kick it outside. Unfortunately, this box had handles. Big handles.
Oh, no.
And it tried to get out. And unfortunately, I think the bat didn't make it, you guys.
Yeah. Well, what gave it away, Lee? It's brain laying on the floor.
I tried my best. I tried to get it out.
It's still sending. It's still sending.
You'll see.
So is the bat just laying there?
Yeah.
No, it's removed.
It's been buried.
Who removed it?
Buried where?
The killer. The Slayer.
Yeah. It's been dilapidated.
Lee buried the bat during the break?
The Bat Slayer.
Yeah, the Bat Slayer. Yep.
By the way.
What are you, like the villain to Batman?
I was gonna
is
say,
that what you are?
Yeah, what do we call him? Joker?
He's Blade.
Is he Joker?
That's Blade.
He's Blade?
Yeah.
Blade.
He does have a lot in common with Wesley Snipes.
That's a good point.
That's such an old school reference. I had no idea we're going to reference Blade today.
All right.
You know who's going to be playing Blade next? Mahershala Ali.
Yeah.
Lee Delap.
I mean,
he was just Blade 2 minutes ago. That was a real scene.
Are we going to get in trouble for this? And by the way, shouldn't you wash your hands, Lee? Bray, they have diseases, right?
Should we, like, quarantine them?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yes, they do, is the answer.
LeVar, you got closer to the bat than me.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, but he wasn't a threat at that point.
Yeah. That's
true.
That's a shame. Just a shame.
Coming at me.
So there it is. The bat that had been here for quite a while, all of 25 minutes, is now gone because Lee the Lap.
Look at your text message, cute. Your text message.
What is happening?
It is. We are sports talk radio in June. All right. So away we go. LeVar's buddy, little Danny Snyder. He made a decision. He was
he
not
used
going
a paper
to
paper towel.
Yeah. I told you, and they're one ply. Those are like the thick paper towels that you see in commercials that they clean up like oil spills. No. These are like the really thin one plies.
It's a small little buddy.
Yeah, he's a small guy. I mean, Lee went
he's
to
a lot
the white
smaller
meat
now.
Too.
Yeah, he
went like he went deep down
Dang,
to the
Lee,
bone.
Yeah. I told you couldn't see. I mean, you killed a blind bat.
That's horrible.
There's got to be some sort of bad luck that comes along with it.
I don't know, man.
Killing a bat.
I mean, you had to get him up out of here. We had to get him.
It was either
going to be us or him.
I was going to say something really controversial. I'm not going to say
I'm
it.
Sure.
That was one of those moments where I literally just realized.
It was an easy layup. We're
no,
still on radio.
You know, no, because we have so much fun. Sometimes you kind of forget we're not just talking to each other. Yeah. We're actually on live radio.
We're going to have to get the bat up out of here. Got to get him on out.
Oh, that could have went so many different directions.
It feels like...
Yeah. Well, you are from Ohio.
That feels... I mean,
let's just put it this way. I was more worried about where the bat's, origination.
Was it Texas somewhere? Well, in Texas?
From the
a little more international.
I got you. Hey, you know what? I got you. Very, very well done.
Be careful.
Yeah. From the looks of it, it's on its way to Santa Anita now. So that is Lee Delap has done it, folks. He is the exterminator. Lee Delap has gotten rid of the bat. That's a shame. Now, little Danny Snyder, LeVar's buddy, he made a decision. So he declined to testify in front of the House Oversight Committee.
Well, he had prior engagements. Come on.
Yeah, business arrangements
that he couldn't get out of.
Couldn't get out of.
I'll have to catch up with you guys.
It's weird because all of a sudden, right on the eve of this sit down they wanted to have and this, and talking to Daniel Snyder, now details of an incident in 2009 that resulted in a $1.6 million settlement came out via the Washington Post, in which, Snyder was inappropriate, allegedly, on a flight back from, I believe, the Country Music Awards. That is what they are saying.
What do you mean inappropriate?
Well, groping. Asking for things.
Whoa.
This according
like
to Will Hobbs. Nah, well,
Like what?
The the final stages of one of those massages.
Oh.
Yeah.
And basically what you cannot do in Qatar or Qatar.
Yeah. Oh, without going into the countryside.
Yeah, not drinking either. Yeah. Not the other.
You got to have the tent.
So is this purely coincidental that after he declines to testify that now this thing comes out that we knew no details of that happened in 2009, like right afterwards? Knew no details of it, but now the details of it come out via the Washington Post.
I was about to say, where did it come from?
Yeah. Mm. The Washington Post.
I mean, don't NDAs prevent that from happening? Mm. Or they just can't talk about it? That's public knowledge. Is that public domain?
It is now.
Well, yeah.
Now we know
I'm just
details.
Wondering where the leak came from.
Yeah. Well, look. It's the Washington Post.
Leaky ships, you know, they sink.
Yeah.
You know, they're taking on water, you know.
I have a conspiracy.
Uh-oh.
Here's my conspiracy theory. All right.
No music?
We got the Unsolved Mysteries.
Come on, let's do it.
We're having to wipe off the guitar because
I can't believe
there's blood from the bat
eating.
On it.
Like, Berto is eating. Oh, right yeah. Now. Like, you are a savage, bro.
Doesn't even care.
Doesn't even bother you.
Yeah.
All right. I won't be able to eat today. I keep seeing that bat on the floor. But go ahead. Let's get this theory.
All right. So who owns the Washington Post? Jeff Bezos.
Bezos.
Oh, that's that. Now I've already connected the dots.
Yeah,
that's
huh?
Only like two dots there.
All right, but I think Jeff Bezos, like
he's kneecapping little Danny Snyder.
I think that there
he's
is
just
some,
chipping away. All you got to do is keep like this is like a game of cards now, right? Like House of Cards.
Like, you guys chiseling a statue.
You guys have been around people with a lot of money, right? And they all have egos.
It's kind of depressing. Yeah.
And when there's only a 30.
Brady has a yacht.
Stop. The Q yacht.
Trust me. It's depressing when you're around certain people who have like an absorbent amount of money. They are so delusional.
Never go to the strip club.
To how the world. Well, forget that. I'm just saying to how the world works. Like the problems they talk about, you're just like. Why? I wish I had that problem.
Like, so, why are you here right now?
The NFL, owning an NFL team, there's 32 of these that are available on planet Earth. And it's really hard to get in. And you need, if you don't want to sell your team, you need to be forced to sell. And the fact that this is coming out in the Washington Post, of all places, and Jeff Bezos, the one thing he hasn't been able to check off his list of accomplishments, because he does have a crank shuttle. Crank shuttle. The one thing he hasn't checked off the list is owning an NFL team.
Will he change the name to...
the Washington Crank Shuttles? Is that what you're saying?
It wasn't going to be quite
LeVar.
It wasn't going to be
you're
quite
real
that.
Class
it wasn't going to be quite
well, what
that.
Was it going to be?
No,
if you own the Commandos, do you just have to go to Commandos?
I mean, come on.
Right. There's no way this is just coincidence that Dan Snyder makes a decision. Well, I'm not going to testify. People with the House Oversight Committee are upset about it. And then all of a sudden, the Washington Post just has this laying around and then drops the details on this.
So don't you got to assume that this is going to be connected to the whole, like, not just the idea of the conversation surrounding him as the owner, but. Doesn't this surround the conversations to the build out of the stadium? Because you're going to need help financially building these this stadium, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could build a crank shuttle, you could build a stadium.
Oh, geez. I was talking about little Danny. Didn't he?
Oh,
don't, doesn't he have the purchase of plot, the land?
Yeah, right. But I mean, he'll let Jeff Bezos build on that.
Yeah, come on. All right. By the way, for those of you that are wondering,
will it be the first crank stadium? Will it be that?
It'll be like every other monument in Washington, all right? It'll be,
not quite the same shape.
What do they call it?
Not quite the same shape.
The crank castle? What do they call it?
No, the crank monument.
Okay, that's good.
Right? The Washington Crank Monument.
For those of you that are wondering, just look at the rocket Bezos sends up into space. Tell me what you think it is. All right. Looks like whatever's thrown on the field of Bills games.
Here's what I'll say to defend
it looks
you
like
in
it
that
vibrates.
Instance. If Elon Musk can create SpaceX rockets that don't look like that, why did Jeff Bezos have to create his?
I'm telling you, it's all a joke.
SpaceX had already created rockets. NASA already had rockets that do not look like that.
He made it for
Jeff
comfort.
Jeff Bezos comes along, and it's almost laughable what his look like.
He made it for comfort.
It's more
purposes.
Comfortable.
Yeah, it's comfortable. You know, I'm sure the people are housed in
you better make sure it doesn't fly into a black hole. That's all I know.
Maybe that's the whole idea of it.
Let's get over here. Not
even go there. Is the bat back? Is there another one?
No, but the red button is flashing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Cube.
I'm telling you, man. I told you. I knew
Cube
3 minutes.
Savage.
I knew 3 minutes into the show that I had a squirt gun and he had a lot more.
Yeah,
and he was firing him off today.
Can we recap the bat situation? I'm just now getting some of these videos.
You like that?
Jonas has a drill and Clorox.
Oh, they were going to work.
Yeah.
They were out there going to work.
What was your plan, Jonas? Explain to me that
it wasn't
a drill
disabled. Talking like his untimely death was. Was an accident. This was a murder.
All right,
and why
so
is it Coop doing? Coop isn't doing anything.
Coop was just laughing
because Coop was gambling online. he was in a poker tournament after the show.
Lee still
that ain't a lie.
Lee's trying to walk off the energy. He's still walking around like we're briskly.
I had the Clorox wipes because I thought, just maybe Clorox could be like some sort of a poison to the bat if things were to go awry.
Then
I had the I had the drill because, hard hat lunch pail guy, bring it to work, that's just sort of me.
If you see it in the video, if I were to post the video,
you'll hear. Cubs hat too, Jonas. Yeah, it happened.
He does have
Is that a Cubs hat? Huh.
Is it Cubs?
I don't know.
Crank shuttle to see. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Kaka.
You didn't know.
Oh, wow.
That wasn't on the air, right?
You can really Kaka it up.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Al.
This show is all the way off.
Blame it on the bat, dude.
Yeah. Blame it on the bat. That'll fly with our bosses.
So I got dumped, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Oh, you got dumped.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You got dumped.
Rightfully
it was just like really all connecting.
Rightfully so.
It was too seamless, Q. That's all we'll say.
Oh,
that's
man.
All I'll say.
Disappointing.
It was very seamless the way you. Yeah.
Yep.
It's
very nonchalant.
Yeah, it was. It was real good because if you weren't paying attention, you really wouldn't have like thought it was so bad.
Listen, he's the face of Big Noon Kickoff. He's smooth.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And speaking of smooth, the Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores.
Savage.
All right.
It's savages up in
coming
here,
up
man.
Next. You guys want to gamble on a major sporting event? Who wants to gamble? All right. Who wants to pick some winners? We've got a special edition of Over Unders, and it's yours coming up next here on Fox Sports Radio. And I know I can't wait for it. It is going to be just a phenomenal fun time.
Why are you still talking? Why are you still talking, Jonas?
I thought the bat flew into the studio.
Jonas, why are you still talking?
Jonas,
what are you doing? What are you doing? Jonas,
I just
what happened?
That's another.
Oh, you're good.
Good. I'm good here.
Okay, you're good. Oh,
yeah. I was trying to get us to break here.
Oh.
I mean, listen,
oh, let's go to break.
Trying to be a professional. All right.
I mean, but before we go to break,
but want to let you know we are going to gamble on a major sporting event here. It's coming up next on Fox Sports Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Guys over 40, you listen up. We're talking about testosterone, specifically how our testosterone levels decline as we get older. Once you pass 40, your body just has less free testosterone, which means it can be harder to stay in shape and that you can have less energy and drive. Not what we want. Luckily, there's Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster brand at GNC, and guys all over are raving about it. Like Shane D, who said, quote, "I had no drive. I was tanked out at the end of the day. After 3 months of taking Nugenix, my energy level is through the roof. I work out like most 19-year-olds, and I'm 47. Guys, You can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea. Check this out. Text 2PROS to 231-231. It's the number one selling free testosterone booster brand at GNC. Text now, and they'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, their most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Again, text 2PROS, that's the number 2PROS, to 231-231. That's 2PROS to 231-231.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car fisher or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, man. What a bad song. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio.
When times were simpler.
LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR.
Pow!
Pow!
Yeah! Wham! Come on, man.
How about that?
Boom! Yeah.
See? Whack! That was the best.
They show it slapping.
Yeah.
I was usually.
Jonas gave me the look of why wasn't I included in that? Them saying it at the same time.
I never watched Batman. I was usually lifting weights and stuff at that time.
Lavar,
that is a little eerie, man. Yeah, that was a little eerie.
We did say the same exact thing, the same exact way at exact time. Not planned. I mean, you are in a different place. We are in two separate places, but was on the same page.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens.
He's the only one that's not going to get a disease from that bat Lee killed.
Well, you're not going to get it either because the bat is gone.
Could be airborne.
It could be airborne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I tell you guys about sloths?
What?
Do you guys know about sloths? I told you guys about this, right?
About sloths?
They're their own ecosystem. Like they have their own ecosystem, like different different species of like insect and like plant or something to that effect live and die within the sloth's fur. So if you ever think that it's cute from here on out when you watch somebody hugging a sloth, they're hugging all kinds of different like insects and stuff that's
no
in its
kidding.
Fur. On God.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that took an interesting turn.
Oh, no, I just like that's it's crazy. I mean, like, but again,
it's like kind of like geek knowledge.
No, know? But
no,
that's
I like
knowledge.
It. I mean, like you right now have equipped someone with water cooler talk. Yeah. Like they probably didn't know that, and now they're going to be like, you know what? I heard this interesting fact today.
Yeah.
From LeVar Arrington.
Yeah, and it's crazy because when they get wet, they turn green. They look like algae.
Because
really?
They're so
yeah.
Well, yeah,
because they're their own ecosystem,
huh? That's crazy, man. I mean, but again, you turn on this show, that's the kind of stuff you discover. Speaking of which, with prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. Coming up in about less than 10 minutes from now, somebody has a solution on how to fix an entire sport. They've got a solution. We are going to get into that for you here on FSR. But we thought... With Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final coming up
tonight.
Hey, by the way, it's
Go Avs, baby.
It's,
Go
it's
Avs.
Final
tonight.
NBA Finals, but Stanley Cup Final. All right, you got to be very specific about that. A lot of people screw that up. But we thought, you know, why don't we get degenerate with it? Why don't we have a little addition of over-unders as we look ahead to the Avs and the Tampa Bay Lightning coming up later on. So let's do it.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
I have been losing.
You know you're a lying, low-life gambling degenerate.
It's over under.
And there he is, that wretched Lee DeLapp, you murderer. You savage.
Jeez.
Bat killer.
Jeez.
Feel bad, you guys.
You
gotta
say slayer, not killer. He's the bat slayer.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, you guys. Well, goals for tonight's game. 6.5, over under.
Over. Is that the over in every game?
They have been scoring a lot of goals.
A lot of goals.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the over, too.
God, this is tough.
I'll get that information.
Oh, he's doing that again.
Yeah, get
Take
that
the
information.
Under. Take the under, Lee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Based on my calculations.
He pulled up a lot of info.
Sure did.
For a guy who loses a lot of bets, I don't get the whole calculations. Wow. You should reconfigure those.
It's a bit out of line. No, that was necessary, but all right. You feel better about yourself. What else we got, Lee?
Well, there's been at least one fight on today's show. Number of fights in tonight's game at a half.
Over. I mean, they're going four games into this. I might have some inside knowledge. It's getting a little chippy out there. All right.
That's not fair.
I'm going to take the over.
Can Brady use inside knowledge on this?
I mean, he can't not unhear it.
He should be disqualified from this pick. It's not fair. Like he's got inside information. Lee, why don't you pass that along when you're done killing things on this show?
Well, we all have the inside information now.
All right, well, I'm going to take the under. All right, I think it's going to be peace and harmony in a game four.
Jeez.
Fellas, over under total periods in the game 3.5.
I think it goes
overtime.
It'll be decided in regulation.
I'm about to say, isn't it three periods?
Yeah, but does it go overtime?
Does it go overtime?
Yeah. I'm gonna go overtime. I think it's going to overtime.
No way.
Do you really think that? Because
really
in your
do.
Notes,
no way.
You were really concerned about the NHL becoming the NBA.
That was yesterday. That's the whole note. That take died.
So that take died. Yeah.
This is a brand new day.
I'm taking the under.
Brand
on
new
that
me.
One. It's going to end in three.
Fellas, over under points for Jack Johnson at a half.
Over.
Ooh. Over, baby. Let's go, Jack.
I'm go over.
My guy, Jack Johnson. Big time. But who's Jack Johnson related to, Lee?
That would be Brady Quinn.
Yeah.
Oh, in the family.
Take the over, man.
All in the family.
Hey, hold on. Hold on, Lee. Give me a second here.
Uh-oh. Jeez, he is pulling it up.
Take the over on Jack Johnson points, Lee.
Over.
What else, Lee? Lee, are you shook from killing that bat?
I'm very
shook. You seem like it.
Yeah.
He had to walk off that energy, man.
He got rabies.
You know. It's not about the rabies.
He's got rabies.
Berno just accused you of getting rabies.
He's really distraught that he couldn't save that bat. Just to everybody out there, he's really distraught over it.
What was he trying to do? Catch it in that mailbox?
And he was trying to, like, push him out the door so he could fly free.
It's a blind bat, dude. That's like trying to drive a car and put a blind person in while you're going by the crosswalk.
It didn't work out well for either one of them.
Yeah. He opens the suicide doors, drive by a crosswalk, and pull Granny on a walker. It's not going to work out well.
I mean, imagine if somebody was trying to save Lee Delap and just made the mistake. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, geez.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, Lee's still here.
Yeah.
That poor rat.
Good try, Lee.
That poor flying rat.
Hey, Lee, where are you going next? Santa Anita? Where are you going next, Lee?
Yeah, no kidding. What an awful human being. Whittle.
I'm sorry, Bat. All right, guys, lastly, lead at the end of the game, 1.5, over, under?
Under. Well, I said it's going overtime.
So can we explain this to people? Because I actually learned this with watching Game 3 with a bunch of degenerate gamblers. So it's always set at that, right? That's called the, what is it called?
The puck line.
Puck line.
Yeah,
it's always set at 1.5, which is kind of interesting.
Well, they do that because of empty net goals.
Right.
So it's kind of like if you have a team plus 1.5,
I'm taking the over.
They're down one, and there's an empty net situation.
They don't count it.
It just counted as a loss because they're going to score.
Like this past game, Colorado had an empty net with like 5 or 6 minutes left.
Yeah.
I was like, oh god, this is going to get bad.
It's just bad. And then the over unders in jeopardy. The point, the goal total.
I'm taking the over.
All right, I'm going to take the under. I think it's going overtime.
Well, I'm going to take the under. I think it'll be close. Well, you can't have an empty net or an overtime because it's sudden death.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I'm taking the over. Aver.
Yeah. Well, listen, there it is.
Well, I guess I should say you could have one. It'd be a really bold strategy to pull your goalie in overtime.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen crazier things. Patrick Waugh, I think, used to pull the goalie really early. Really early.
I remember Patrick Waugh would come out to, like, the middle of the ice. Like, I think he was, like, a defenseman almost at times.
Big
or maybe I just did that in the video game with him. I'm not sure.
So there it is. That is another edition of Over-Unders.
That was it?
Five picks, man.
Can I ask an important question before we move on? Can I?
Please do.
Yeah.
All right. Toaster strudels or
Pop-Tart?
Or Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tart all day.
Pop-Tart.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Are you toaster strudel?
I'm not so sure I wouldn't want a nice warm toaster strudel.
And here's the thing with Pop-Tarts. Don't put them in the toaster. Put them in the microwave. Softer.
Yeah.
Softer.
Huh.
I'm telling you.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm a fan of strawberry toaster strudels, personally.
Yeah. The texture of those is pretty solid.
Right?
I just think the taste of the Pop-Tart's better.
All right, one more before we do that. Like, just let me ask this one more.
It was brown sugar cinnamon. I think that's the way to go with Pop-Tart.
Ooh, over strawberry?
Yeah.
I was going to ask, because you have the same type of flavors, waffle or oatmeal?
I mean, like,
are you going Eggo strawberry or are you going strawberry and cream? Are you going apple cinnamon Eggo or are you going apple cinnamon Quaker oats?
I mean, I ate more oatmeal than I did waffles, but it's just, they're so different.
Yeah. I thought you were going to go waffles or pancakes. But they're both breakfast.
Like, no, it can't be pancake because it has to be quick.
It's like, what do you like, Gatorade or Tabasco?
No, that's not true.
You can microwave pancakes.
It's not true.
Jonas has those Kodiak pancakes. They're like high protein. Those things are like bricks.
Yeah. Goes along with my Kodiak dip. That's a big Kodiak guy.
I like Kodiak dip.
Yeah, right. Can you imagine Jonas dipping?
I watched a buddy of mine for the first time.
I got bet to do it one time.
Yeah, he had never dipped before. Kodiak was his first one. He put a horseshoe in, and he almost threw up. Like he couldn't keep his balance because of how strong it was.
I woke up like 5 hours later.
Oh, you did? You passed out?
Oh, we were in football camp in high school.
And you did Kodiak?
And they were like, hey, man, you ever dip? I was like, no, of course not. I don't do those things. You know, I'm good at football. They were like, take this dip, dude. And I was like, oh, they were like, you're soft. And I took a dip. And I missed the practice. I missed everything that day. Never did it again.
Yeah.
Sometimes the best lessons learned is by doing, you know.
It smells good, but yeah.
No way. It smells pretty good, but no way.
Yeah, I've never tried it. I've seen what
smells
it does.
Smells like beef jerky, huh? Right? Comparable?
Kodiak?
Yeah, like kind of like beef jerky, kind of, sort of.
No, it's like a minty.
Smoky.
It's like I got a minty.
Yeah, I don't remember
well,
that
maybe,
smell.
I, maybe it was Copenhagen. Yeah. It was something. I don't know.
You might add something that I don't think we could say anymore. There's a brand.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah,
okay.
There's a brand.
Yeah, actually, my buddy was chewing on that yesterday.
Oh.
Now, did you do the chaw thing where you wrap the bubble gum around it? Like, that's a baseball player.
You know, it's crazy. I've seen dudes do that before.
He just did the normal kind, where you just, you know.
That's nasty. All right. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by the Dollar Shave Club 6-Blade Razor, which brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in store. So we do have the good, the bad, and the ugly coming up in about 10 minutes from now. I was going to ask, Brady, you had a solution on how to fix a sport. Do we have enough time to get into it now, or should we tease it ahead to next hour? Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of up against it right now. I have no idea how long the banter could go, but I do feel like it might spark a bit of it will spark potentially a conversation. I'm not sure where LeVar is going to take it, so I'll put it that way.
Okay, so there it is. So we will tease ahead.
That's why our show is so beautiful.
So top of next hour, about 20 minutes
from now. I don't know where LeVar is going to take it.
Yeah.
That's what makes this all interesting.
I heard that before. All right. Two pros and a cup.
What do you mean by that?
All right. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. It's midweek award times. It's good, bad, ugly. It's yours next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado
aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of hand-cooked tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up top of next hour, about 15 minutes from now, we are going to have a conversation on how to fix an entire sport. Somebody's got an idea, we will have that for you and pass it along. Again, top of next hour. Want to let you know we are brought to you by the Dollar Shave Club. The Dollar Shave Club six-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at DollarShaveClub.com or in stores.
There are some good things that happen,
and there's some bad,
and then there's some downright ugly things.
It's time for
Good, Bad, and Ugly.
All right, so lead the lap, executive producer, bat murderer. What do we have? Who's got what this week, Lee?
Well, as we do every single week, we start with the good of the week, and this week it is Brady.
Yeah, we touched on it earlier, but I think the good has to be touching on Rob Gronkowski. If he is truly retired, and this is the end of seeing one of the best, some people might feel like the best tight end ever in NFL history, what a career. He was bigger than just, you know, the big tight end that he was on the field. It was his personality, kind of that work hard, play hard, always a fun, great interview. Even just watching his style of play, it wasn't always catching touchdown passes from Tom Brady. It was also the way he'd run block, everything he did. So if he is truly done, that's the good. Celebrating a great career and a great personality in Rob Gronkowski.
Is he the greatest of all time? Greatest tight end of all time?
I mean, I think Shannon Sharpe is.
Well, Tony Gonzalez's numbers blow everybody's away.
Yeah, Tony Gonzalez longer. Is dope. Yeah, too, but Shannon Sharpe, I think, is the greatest.
Really?
Do you guys think that Gronk wishes he maybe wouldn't have played quite as hard off the field? It seemed like he started taking care of his body better towards the back half of his career, but early on, a lot of fun happening off the field.
I don't think Gronk strikes me as the regrets type.
Regrets.
Well put.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Lee.
Can't have good without the bad. LeVar, let us know what was bad this week.
You know, on a more somber note, Caleb Swanigan, 25 years old, man, passed away. Purdue Boilermaker, basketball player, former player, made it to the NBA. They're saying it was a natural causes, but, man, 25 years old, bright young star. Yeah, you hate to see something like that happen. So that's pretty bad. Shots out to his family. Thoughts and prayers out to them. Hope everything kind of, you know, works out the best way that it can.
I'm scared to ask, Jonas, what was ugly this week?
I made a bad decision, and then I made the decision even worse with a scumbag move I was on the
Chicago?
Yeah, this is in Chicago.
You would.
I love spicy food. Big fan of spicy food.
Here we go.
And
tore them up later.
And
it was hot.
I mean, I get as spicy as you can get. I really do enjoy it. I like the taste. And I went to a place in Chicago called Jake Melnick's. It's this little like a sports bar, but they got great wings in downtown. And so I got the 4X.
That sounds amazing.
It's awesome. And I got the 4X wings. And it was like 3 in the afternoon. I had a light breakfast, so
4X meaning what, though?
Like ghost pepper.
Four times the spice.
Oh, it's got a ghost pepper, habanero, Carolina Reaper, and scorpion.
The Reaper?
And the scorpion. So it's got like the four, like Mount Rushmore of hottest peppers you can find.
Did you use gloves to eat it?
No.
It's not that hot, though.
And so, because I got the boneless. So I got boneless wings.
So you use
healthier.
You use the fork.
No, it's just I can use silverware. I'm not going to get it in my eyes.
You use the fork.
So I get these, and, you know, I'm just having a beer. I'm sitting there with my brother, and I'm like, huh. And we both start sweating. And the AC is running on full blast because it's like 95 degrees outside, and we're sweating. I'm thinking, I can barely talk. Just like then, I can barely talk because my entire mouth is going numb. I'm like, wow, this is legitimately hot. So then, fast forward, we leave there. My wife wanted to go to the mall, she was looking for a dress, and.
You had to leave her. Hold on.
A dress to go where?
She has some quinceañera coming up, and number 15 that we've been doing.
Wait, so you guys weren't going to dinner anywhere?
No.
I thought you guys went to it in a nice night out.
We did.
Had a nice dinner.
We did. Yeah, that was I don't think that was that day. I think it might have been the next day. But point being, my son was with us. He's, you know, 14 going on 15 months old, and he had to go get changed. And so she took him to get changed. And as she left, I had the stroller and I had her purse and everything inside the stroller. And all of a sudden it hit me.
You.
Yeah. And I got to get to a bathroom fast.
Now. Right now.
And I'm worried.
Like penguin walk?
Bad. Ooh. But I've got the stroller. And the bathroom is one floor below. So I've got to, in a hurry, take the stroller down below. Now, because. I got to take the purse. But I was so ashamed to walk around with the purse. And I also thought, you know, if somebody sees me with the stroller in a hurry, they're going to think, okay, let him buy because he's got a kid with him.
Kidnapping someone.
Well, yeah, that too. So I covered up everything inside the purse and made it seem like I had a kid with me. And then I got in the elevator.
Even more bizarre.
And some woman was trying to look inside the stroller to see the cute little baby.
No, please, no, don't.
Lady. I'm rocking the stroller back and forth going, shh, 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 shh.
Oh, my gosh, Jonas.
Because I didn't want to have a conversation because I literally was going to go everywhere. It was that bad.
Gosh.
I get into the bathroom. The stroller doesn't fit in the bathroom.
You had to leave it out
stall.
You just had to leave it.
So I had to leave the door open so I could make sure nobody stole the purse out of the stroller. And
why don't you just keep the purse on your you know, holding it?
Lavar, I wasn't thinking straight. Okay.
Who's going to steal a stroller at a bathroom? Take the purse.
Hey, it's Chicago. Yeah. You read the news? Things are happening there. So I had to keep the stall open. I didn't have time to get anything down on the toilet, like paper.
You just went ahead and go.
Had to go because it was that bad.
Now, hot was the experience? Was it a hot experience or was it just
bad? It was really bad. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm done. So what I thought was, if I have the stroller with me and worst case scenario, something happens, I can blame it on my son and say, hey, I apologize. This is him. I tried to get into the bathroom fast enough, but it's all over me. So I was thinking, as long as I walk around with the stroller, I have an out and I can use that as my excuse. So I was going to blame any accident I might have had on my son, who was actually not in the stroller. It was a purse and some other blankets and things like that.
That's very bizarre,
yeah,
bro.
Listen, it was a bizarre time.
That is ugly.
It hurt.
Did it hurt, though? Did it hurt coming out? Like what was the experience of once you were able to like do what you needed to do?
You ever step on a Lego?
Yes.
Yeah, hurts.
Okay.
Yeah. Lot of corners.
Was it an intense hurt or was it just like a heat hurt?
Yeah, so much so I was going to blame my son for it happening and say that it was him if there was an accident all over the floor.
Yeah, but I wanted to know if it hurt while you were in the process.
Yeah, it hurt.
I needed details.
What do you want?
I don't need any of that.
Ninja stars?
I don't want any of the details.
Right. Like, what do you want?
Is that a $10 for
a glass of milk?
Was your ass on fire?
No.
Thank you. Right, Berto? Like, that's what I'm trying to ask.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.